أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زين للذين كفروا الحياة الدنيا ويسخرون من الذين آمنوا والذين اتقوا فوقهم يوم القيامة والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Verse number 212 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says, the worldly life has been adorned for the disbelievers. This is a strong message for the believers and for the mu'mineen and for those whom Allah has blessed with Islam and Iman. Allah says, the worldly life has been adorned for them. It has been beautified for them. So do not kill yourself over trying to achieve the adornment and the beauty of this world, and do not make that the objective of your life. If it comes to you from Allah, receive it and take it. But do not make it the purpose of your life, because Allah says it has been adorned for the disbelievers and beautified for them. It is their Jannah. وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And Allah says they mock and they laugh and they insult those who have Iman. They will mock at you, they will insult at you. You have not progressed in as far as worldly advancements are concerned, worldly interests are concerned, worldly ambitions are concerned, worldly luxuries are concerned. Allah says they will compare you to themselves and they will mock at you, they will laugh at you, they will insult you, they will insult your deen, they will insult your conduct, they will insult and mock everything about you. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. But Allah says what matters the most is the year after. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And those who have taqwa will be above them. فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then we will see who will laugh at who when it matters the most. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides and gives sustenance to whomsoever He wishes without measure, without keeping stock of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for you. Allah then goes on to say that kana an-nasu ummatan wahida. Allah says that the entire humankind in the past, they were one ummah. They believed in one set system of belief that the whole entire humankind had. They were one ummah, Allah says, in terms of the belief structure. When was this? There are different opinions that are given by the Mufassireen and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in. One opinion is that this was the period from the time of Adam alayhi salam up to the time of Idris alayhi salam, which was for approximately 1,000 years. Every human being was on the deen of Islam. Every single human being believed in monotheism and in the oneness of Allah in Tawheed. So Allah says there was a time where the entire human race was one ummah in far as their belief is concerned. Then they began differing amongst themselves. When they started differing amongst themselves, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ. Now Allah had to send the Anbiya. Allah had to now send the Anbiya, مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. Allah says that I have sent the Anbiya as مُبَشِّرِينَ, givers of glad tidings, وَمُنذِرِينَ, and as warners. And this we must understand, that as a believer, you have two objectives when it comes to da'wah. One is mubashirin. You give people glad tidings. Tell them the virtues of good deeds. Tell them of Jannah. Tell them of Allah's good promises, Allah's favors upon them. That's bashara. Give them glad tidings. But also at the same time, warn them. Warn them of the punishment of the grave. Warn them of the reality of Jahannam. Warn them of the reality of the fire of Jahannam. Both are your duties and both are your responsibilities. And Allah says, both these responsibilities were carried out by those Anbiya who came. They were Mubashirin and they were Munzirin. وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. And Allah says, with the Anbiya, we send down a book, بِالْحَقِّ, with the truth. Why did we send down this book? لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, so that this book may judge, act as a judge amongst the people, فِيمَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ, whenever they differed amongst themselves. And that's what we learn again. Whenever there's a difference that comes up amongst the people or in the ummah, then our source of reference should be the kitab, should be the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah says, for this very objective and purpose we have revealed the book, so that whenever these people differed amongst themselves, they referred to the kitab of Allah, the book of Allah. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. But Allah says, despite that, we send the Anbiya in order to once again unify the people and bring them onto one deen. Along with them, we send the kitab, we send the book. Allah says, but now they started differing in as far as interpreting the book is concerned. So when the book came down to them, Allah says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ. And the only ones who had differed with regard to the contents of the book, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ, were those who were given the book. The very people who were given the book as a source of guidance, they took this book and they started interpreting it in order for it and for its contents to suit their desires. Hence, they came up with different interpretations. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّرَاتِ. Allah says, clear-cut evidences came to them. It was clear, clear, crystal clear. There was no second opinion, or there was no second meaning or second interpretation, but they done this deliberately. Baghiyan baynahum, Allah says, out of jealousy and out of envy and enmity that they had for each other, just to oppose the next person, they formulated their own opinion with regard to the book. Why? Just to oppose the next person. And that opposition for the next person was because of the hatred that they had for the next person. فَهَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِ. Allah says, but then Allah guided those who had true iman. Whenever a difference had cropped up with regards to the book of Allah, Allah had guided those who had iman. Through all these differences, Allah had guided them to the truth. بِإِذْنِهِ, with His permission. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Hidayat lies in the hands of Allah. Allah says, He shall guide whomsoever He wishes, إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, towards the straight path. May Allah grant us understanding.